And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. First, my voice is coming up since it started off with a crack. Second, I'm going to do a personal revelation. Get this, it's called the Walmart Seminary. The Walmart Seminary. It's going to be classic. Our DDD Mind Melt, like a sandwich, like a tuna melt, Mind Melt. Plus, we examine the war between the ears, and we close out with the proper blend.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities.
Somebody stop me!
And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's like CB radio, only without the AM or the FM. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and come back, but stand by for your favorite.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Tony, this is probably the best time of the year to go out and take a free, no-obligation tour at Singing Hills Memorial Park and see what's going on. And most importantly, see that it's not what you typically think of when you think of a cemetery. It's more like a beautiful park-like setting. Plus, you've done some new additions, haven't you?
That's right, Mark. We had just opened up a new section called Butterfly Kisses. It's a cremation garden. Beautiful, right in front of the mausoleum. If you mention this ad, we will give you special financing.
That's right. So find out all about it. Take the free tour. Mention this ad. Get special financing available now on the new additions at Singing Hills Memorial Park in the Butterfly Kisses area. They'll tell you all about it and go out and see for yourself. Go meet the people. They're great people. Tony Ramirez and his staff. Singing Hills Memorial Park. Call them at 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at ExcalibrRoofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Isn't having to vote for the lesser of two evils a good reason to sit this one out? This is Jim Garlow. According to Jeremiah 17:9, the human heart is wicked. Sin has impacted every human. It's 11:59 p.m. on the cultural clock. We are near the end, morally and sadly, spiritually. The day of America as the world's leading power is over. First Amendment religious liberty is being eclipsed. It's evaporating, primarily driven from one source, the LGBTQ agenda. So who will best address the situation, flawed or not? I make no excuse for wrongdoing or wrongful, hurtful words from either candidate. But frankly, there is one person who stands for these things and another who does not. Candidly, I want King Jesus. I want him to rule here and now. But that day is not fully manifested, at least not yet. So what I'm calling for you is to prayerfully navigate this very challenging election season to honor Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ. 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Got so much stuff going on. Wow. Do want to tell you, next hour, just to keep you aware of this, given a personal revelation, the election selection. We haven't done that before. We've been here 4 years. The first day of my broadcast was the day before Barack Obama got into his second term. It was the 5th. The election was on the 6th. And I remember what I taught on the 7th. I have a feeling I'll be teaching that again. We'll see how that goes. But I do want to let you know a couple things ahead of time, because we're not going to get too deep into the election this hour. Because why? Because I'm not ready yet to throw dirt in my face.
Before you get off topic, while we're on the election, I want to let you know I had my ballot. And what did I do? Went the unconventional route, and I thought this country needs a change. I wrote in the Ohio State Ron David Spoon ticket. You guys can find out who's at the top.
Well, right now I think it's obvious who's on top. It's not Ohio State. Anyhow, let's just make sure we get the correct things correct. Our sponsor for this hour, Excalibur Roofing, our great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. It's pretty simple. Look, if you've got a roof issue, if you need an estimate, if you're talking about commercial or residential, new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, or waterproofing, Excalibur Roofing, they have you covered. They do excellent work, even if you have been hurt in the past. Even if people walk by you with their arms up and they haven't used the right amount of deodorant, you can still get the right roofing solution. You can still get the right roofing solution by using Excalibur Roofing. ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. Go to Facebook. Type in Excalibur Roofing at Facebook. Bam! They pop up. There you go. Or call them. That funny thing called the phone. 7 billion people on the planet. 4-plus billion people have a phone. Phones still work. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Also, as I'm getting ready to do this personal insanity kind of segment here, please keep in mind our KPRZ mobile app. Not that that's insane, because it's free. Wait, that is insane.
Or but if you're in Britain listening, it's the KPRZ mobile app.
Wow. And is app still app, or is like Flapjack? Is there a kind of like a...
That's a very good point. I had not thought about that.
You got to think of these things. Joining us today, our longtime... Hey, I helped start this show. Producer, robo-producer, welcome back to the show.
Always good to do the show. It's a little anti-stress pill at the end of the day.
It is an anti-stress pill for you because you help coordinate the Mark Larson show, which is probably...
You know, news and politics, it's... Yeah, that speaks for itself.
Polly, many, ticks, blood-sucking little insects.
Many blood-sucking ticks.
Okay, here we go. So I had a revelation take place yesterday. Ready? It's called the Walmart Seminary. Nobody's heard of this. I promise you. You want to know nobody's heard of this because I've never told this story before because it just happened on Saturday. That's why I've never told it before. So my wife and I went to Walmart. And for those that do not understand, yes, I shop at Walmart. My wife shops at Walmart. My family shops at Walmart. Well, most of them anyway. I am very sorry for and towards Donald. And I am very sorry for and towards Hillary that they do not understand me, since I am quite confident they've never shopped where I have shopped. They've never looked, oh, it's a Captain America t-shirt for $7.12. Every other person in San Diego County has one. Me too. Okay, so they don't know what that means. All right? But I will say this about the Captain America t-shirts. They do come in different colors. So that's helpful. So I'm walking out of Walmart with my wonderful best friend wife and we are like talking about, hey, we're going to go grab something to eat. Now we're in this new area. What do you want to eat? Which is always the big danger of moving to a place is you got to try the restaurants that you haven't tried before. That's kind of an important part. And as we're walking out of the store, a wonderful couple walking the other direction. The gentleman looks at me and he goes, "Hello, Mr. Spoon." And because I am a novice at so many things, I turned to him, reaching to his background, and I went, "Hola." And we kind of chuckled and kept going. Then my wife, who is my best friend and second Holy Spirit in my life, decided to say, "Why didn't you say something?" And I said to her, "Well, I didn't know who that was, but I kind of assumed that they knew me from, you know, something that we've done either on the radio or from the station or from some of the church events that we have done." And then she said, "Well, why didn't you ask?" And I was like, "Oh, well, to be honest, that's never happened to me before. So I didn't even think of how I should have responded. So here's what I want to say. If you are the brother that was walking in towards Walmart who saw me and my wife walking out, I want you to call the show. I got a prize for you. Now listen. Honesty, honesty. The Lord's listening, okay? But if you are, you call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, so I can say thank you. And you want to know why I'm going to say thank you? Because of this brother just saying hi, the Lord challenged me on the simplest thing. Because I didn't know his name, I was embarrassed not to take the time to talk to him, which is something that all of us do on a regular basis. When you see somebody in church and you can't remember their name and you feel bad, and instead of just saying something about it, you kind of do a little bit of an artful dodge. Well, that's what I did. And it was wrong. And I apologized not just to the Lord, but to that brother and to that sister, because I should have said this. And now I have a new line in case anybody says anything to me. If I don't know who they are at church or at Walmart or at, you know, Denny's, which I'm going to in about 3 weeks, or anywhere else, here's my line. Ready? Please tell me who you are. That's my new line. If somebody comes up to me and I don't know who they are, instead of trying to pass it off as I'm embarrassed or I don't know you, I'm just going to say, please tell me who you are. Because one, I'm terrible with names. You ever heard me do the Bible names? I mean, it's just awful. I can't pronounce them and the words are right in front of me, let alone remember somebody's name. Now, talk to me about a Bible story. It's different. But here's the bottom line. I want to thank that brother because he gave me an insight that I was sorely lacking, and that is people dodge when they don't know what to say. And it dawned on me as I was talking to my wife, I don't need to dodge that. I need to tell him. I can't remember you. Hey, please tell me who you are. Because first of all, people like that. If you say to them, please tell me who you are, they appreciate that.
I'll tell you what, Dave, don't mean to cut in here, but you know, I try to go out of my way when I go to Walmart or Target or whatever. And when you just take a 2-second glance at the name tag that's down there, and you know, you always casual conversation, how's your day, how you doing? If you put their name in the conversation, I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, this smile comes across their face that you wouldn't believe.
Absolutely 100% correct. Because it's an acknowledgement. And people are like, hey, thanks. Thanks for noticing me. Thanks for noticing my name. Thanks for noticing who I am. And so that was really a good lesson, which is why I'm calling it the Walmart Seminary. Because, see, the Lord teaches you wherever you go if you're open to listen and you're open to learn and you're open to grow. I think it's fantastic. I'm going to take that little saying, please tell me who you are. I'm going to slap it in my car. So I see it all the time. So if I've ever not said hello to you with your name, I apologize to whoever you may be, wherever you are, anywhere. Except if you're from Ohio State. That's the only exception. Okay, even there, I should be saying, please tell me who you are. And I just want to thank that brother and sister for teaching me not to duck in my embarrassment, but to grow as somebody who cares about people. Because I do care. I don't have every ounce of care that I should have, but I care more than not care. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere. Yeah.
for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The hometown advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work our hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at HelpWantedSanDiego.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
This is Hugh Hewitt for the Salem Media Group. It's been a divisive election cycle, but whoever wins between Mr. Trump and Secretary Clinton, it will be vital, absolutely vital, that the new president face a Senate led by the able and hardworking Mitch McConnell. McConnell is not on the ballot in Kentucky this year, but his all-important majority leader status is dependent on some must-win races. In New Hampshire, for the incumbent and defense expert Kelly Ayotte. In Pennsylvania, for incumbent Pat Toomey. He's perhaps the hardest-working senator and defender of core conservative principles in the place, including religious liberty. And in Nevada, for Joe Heck. Nevada has an open seat created by the retirement of Harry Reid. Current Congressman Heck is a doctor, a general, supremely qualified, and would be a crucial pickup for the GOP. We urge you to support these Republicans. Those of you looking to invest wisely in some contributions in key races should study closely the appeals of Ayotte, Toomey, and Heck. These three matter to all Americans, including you. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Best way to do that. Hey, this segment brought to you by Sam Rasul, one of the top real estate agents in the country. Let's keep it simple, right? You know that KISS formula? Have you ever heard the KISS formula? Keep it simple, silly. Oh, wait, that's not it? Okay. Well, we'll just go with the keep it simple, spoony. How about that? Keep it simple, spoony. There you go. Isn't that nice? I'm in such a good
mood. You know, I've missed you so much, Dave.
I mean, how could you not appreciate that? I just did the little slide from the word stupid into spoony. There's an equivalence there. Makes sense
to me. If the shoe fits.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Right there. Sam, by the way, is our guy. The things that he does is amazing. First of all, you know, or you have to have heard by now, that Sam was born and raised a Muslim, then became a Christian after an incredible encounter with Dr. David Jeremiah. After that encounter, he gave his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, made a decision to surrender his life to Jesus. That's a pretty big step from being a Muslim to being a Christian. Second, if you are just not familiar with Sam, Sam is the kind of guy where if you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his commission and gives it to whatever church, charity, or ministry you want, and he's given away thousands upon thousands of dollars through the show. So we think that's cool. We think that's a good thing. Second, If you are looking to talk to somebody who knows real estate and you're just not ready to make any decisions, but you just want to talk to somebody and go, well, what about this? How does this look? Get in touch with Sam. Talk to him. He'll take the time. He'll walk you through it. He doesn't mind. It's what he does. I want you to get in touch with him at thinksam.com. Pretty simple URL. thinksam.com. I mean, that's, you go on the website. You just, in fact, if you type in Think Sam, boom, you're done. Or you can call him at 858-780-1SAM. It does not cost money to talk to Sam. There's no charge. Just talk to him. Find out if that's the right connect. 858-780-1SAM. I've not met very many people that have encountered Sam that didn't somewhat come away and go, wow, that dude, whoa. Because he's one of those guys, you know. It's like, this is a man that gave up family and life for faith. Think he's going to do you right? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, couple things I do want to say. We're going to get into a longer teach scenario here. We are going to do this very, very first one called Mind Melt. Mind Melt, coming out of Numbers chapter 13. We're going to talk about what the spies came back on the report that they brought to Moses. So let's set up the story just real quickly. Mind Melt. So Moses had sent out some spies through the Negev, and he said, go into the hill country, see what the people are like, see if they're strong, see if they're weak, see if there's a few of them, see if there's a lot of them, see if the land is good, see if it's bad, is the soil fertile, are the fruits good, what's going on, go tell us. So the spies went out, and they checked out the territory, and they came back. And they came back to Moses, and this is in Numbers 13, probably about verse 27. They said, when they came back, they said, we went into the land you sent us. It does flow with milk and honey. Here is the fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. And we even saw descendants of Anak there. So at that point in the scripture, Caleb speaks up and says, let's go. We can do this. Yay, God and us. Yay. But the people that were not in the same mindset as Joshua and Caleb said this. We can't attack those people. They're stronger than we are. Here's the key I want you to get. If you miss this, you're going to miss the whole thing. They spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they explored. They said, the land we explored devours those that are living in it, and the people are of great size. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. There it is, right there. The spies for God, going into God's promised land, looked at the situation. And when they came back to give a report to the people, you know what they said? They said, we seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes. There's a whole segment of non-deep theological teaching about grasshopper theology. Grasshopper theology is when you see yourself as a grasshopper and all of the things you face as great giants. The encounters that you go through, the trials that you go through, the struggles that you go through, the hard times that you go through, the misunderstandings that you go through, the fears that you go through, the doubts that you go through. Are you a grasshopper in your own mind? Do you see yourself as a grasshopper? And everything around you is a giant. You're just a bug, and they're giants. And what in the world can you do about that? You know how you get into grasshopper theology? You start thinking along the lines that you are a bug. So that's how you can say whatever you want to say to me. And we can talk about Proverbs 23:7 until I throw up. But scripture on the alternate version definitely gives us, as a man thinks within himself, so is he, because the New American Standard lays that out in the Greek as well. And the bottom line is, if you think you're a grasshopper long enough, you'll start acting like a grasshopper. And if you think everybody else around you is a giant, you'll always be a bug and they'll always be a giant. Is that positive thinking? No, but I'm positive if you keep thinking of yourself as a grasshopper, you're going to function like one. That I can tell you. You're not what you eat. You're what you let dwell between your left and right ear. And the problem that we have is that sometimes we'll put so much emphasis on something around us and so much belittlement on ourselves. And you want to know why Christians do that, just so that we can be honest? Because you and I both know, you and I, as in both the audience and myself, know that when we sin as a Christian, we take on that guilt. We feel horrible about ourselves. We beat down upon ourselves. We feel like garbage, and we don't feel like we're worthy, and we don't feel like we're worth it, and we feel like we deserve to be a grasshopper. And that's what goes on. And the devil uses that, and the world uses that, and our flesh uses that, and we're nothing better than a bug. And it's like, that's a problem. And that's a problem because if we function that way, guess where faith is? Nowhere. Guess what's happening with faith? Nothing. There's nothing happening with faith because our functionality is we're worthless, we're a bug, we're not good enough, we're grasshoppers, and everything else is a giant, and we're lucky to get through piece by piece. Well, you won't know. I got to tell you something. That's a real war, isn't it? When we come back, I want to define that war as Scripture defines that war between your left and right ear. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. I'm calling out your name.
One man, one heart. More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
As you consider your presidential, state, and local vote, many issues are important, but a few, like the protection of innocent life, are essential. Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's John Stone Street with Breakpoint.
Tomorrow is Election Day. Here's some advice from Chuck Colson from a few years ago that applies even during this crazy 2016 campaign. Vote as your conscience informs you and allow your faith to inform your conscience. We must be morally informed and conscientious citizens who see voting as a civic duty. And to do so, we need to distinguish between those issues essential for Christians and those that are matters of prudential judgment. As I wrote in an article for Decision Magazine recently, the sacred value of every life, the essential institution that is marriage and family, and the preservation of religious freedom are fundamental essential issues. Others, such as minimum wage increases, gun control, education policy, health care, they matter, but they're prudential. In fact, it will be impossible to get those issues right if we don't first establish that human value is intrinsic and universal, that no society survives without strong families, and that people are first of all allegiant to God, not the state. When it comes to these essential issues, there can be no debate for Christians. Here at Breakpoint in the Colson Center will never tell you for whom to vote. But let me be blunt. The dignity of human life from conception through natural death is non-negotiable. And voting for a candidate or initiative that supports the killing of children in the womb or the early termination of the life of the elderly and the infirmed cannot be reconciled with the Christian faith. As we say here often, politics isn't everything, but it isn't nothing either. The fact is, one presidential candidate during a nationally televised debate defended not only abortion, but partial birth abortion. And one party not only has forgotten its promise to make abortion rare, its current 2016 platform supports the repeal of the Hyde Amendment, which would force taxpayers, you and me, to pay for the abortions of Medicaid recipients. In a powerful homily in October, the very Reverend John Lankett of the Phoenix Diocese told his Roman Catholic parishioners that they sin if they vote for candidates and platforms that support intrinsic evils such as abortion, harming their own souls and causing a scandal in the church. Make no mistake, he said, there is no single issue that threatens innocent human life more directly, consistently, imminently, and urgently than the deliberate killing of baby boys and baby girls in their mother's womb. We have a serious obligation to protect human life, he added. Whoever fails to do so, when able to do so, commits a serious sin of omission. Listen, voting is a moral act, but one nominee for vice president, like too many other politicians who claim Christian faith, says that though he is personally opposed to abortion, the government shouldn't be involved in women's personal decisions. One vice presidential candidate candidate received, despite his personal convictions, a 100% pro-choice voting record designation from NARAL Pro-Choice America. Listen, there's no such thing as being personally opposed to abortion while publicly promoting it. This candidate claims that his faith is central to everything he does, but as Bishop Thomas Tobin of the Diocese of Providence, Rhode Island said, apparently and unfortunately, his faith isn't central to his public political life. The dignity of life is an essential issue for Christians, period. It's why I've spent considerable ink, airtime, energy, and strategy recently urging my fellow Coloradans to vote against Prop 106, which would legalize doctor-assisted suicide. Look, if we claim to be pro-life on Sundays, we must be pro-life on Election Tuesday as well. And, of course, the day after that and the day after that. In fact, we'll be calling all Breakpoint listeners and readers to participate in March for Life and Sanctity of Life activities in January. And our 21 Days of Life prayer guide, updated and expanded, is back and will soon be available as a downloadable app. Until then, please vote for life. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Ain't no mountain
high, ain't no valley. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Chris George of Mazda El Cajon and Subaru El Cajon. I just talked to them today, getting some information on some things that I needed. It's really simple. If you want a great new car, a new Subaru, number one resale car in the United States right now, or a new Mazda, that's the car I drove when I went to go see my Addy Bug. Guess what? My Addy Bug is coming to see me on Thursday night. Yay! Anyway, Mazda, Subaru, or any used car between the lot, because they have two enormous lots at 900 Arnell Avenue, and you can get a really inexpensive car there, or a really expensive used car. It's up to you. Now, they have them in all ranges, anywhere from $1 to $1,001,000. That's a good range. Okay, maybe they're more than a dollar. That's a joke. But the bottom line is, you want to check them out, go to SubaruElCajon.com. Look under their used car department. You'll be like going, wow, that's a lot of cars. And if you want great service and great people to deal with, Subaru El Cajon and Mazda El Cajon, 800-418-4444. 800-418-4444. I could say that all day because it's one number. 4444. 800-418-4444. 4-4. Okay. All right. So here's what we've been dealing with. I've been talking to you about your mind and understanding that the passage that is in Numbers chapter 13, verse 33, which says, we seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them, that too many Christians are going around thinking of themselves as grasshoppers. You can make a lot of fun of it if it wasn't so sad that the enemy uses that against us all the time, because we think of ourselves in such a little capacity, or we think of ourselves as like a bug in everything and everyone around us and every circumstance around us and every trial around us seems like some kind of giant. So we seem like a bug, it seems like a giant, and then we can never figure out why we always feel like we're getting beat upon, or why we can never figure out why we're losing or what's taking place. Well, I want to give you some specific biblical understanding on what's going on between the left ear and the right ear. I will tell you that eschatologically, Armageddon is coming, but for many believers as well, it's here on a regular basis in a softer sense, because between the left and right ear is the warfare between two kingdoms. The kingdom of God and everything else that's not the kingdom of God or the kingdom of darkness. Listen to this passage in 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. I want you to hear it because I want you to understand what's going on. Here's what Paul wrote by the leading of the Holy Spirit, the verbal plenary process of the Holy Spirit. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I want you to listen to that. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of a stronghold. A stronghold, for those that do not know, is like a fortress. You know what a fortress is. The question is, where is that fortress? Verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Okay, so here's a real dumb question. Where is your imagination and where are your thoughts? Answer that question. It's not complex. Where do you have imaginations and where are your thoughts? They're in your mind. And the scripture says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. These strongholds, these fortresses, are in your mind between your left and your right ear. The devil comes in and goes, you're not worth anything. And you don't say, pay much attention. Yeah, well, whatever. And he says again, you're not worth anything. You don't think much about it. You're not worth anything. Says it again. Says it again. Says it again. Shows you. You're not worth anything. You're this. And he keeps going and going and going. And if you don't eradicate it, he builds a fortress in your mind. And in your mind, now there's a warfare going on between you, what the Lord teaches you, and what the devil is trying to plant in you, saying that you're worthless. And now you have to fight that because you've let that fortress build in your brain. And the scripture tells you we're supposed to cast down imaginations and every thought that's contrary to Jesus Christ. And oh, if you want another verse, I'm glad to give you one. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear this by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Don't you get it? Between the left and the right ear is the war. And the devil is trying to build fortresses in your mind and tell you you're a grasshopper and you're worthless and you can't do anything and you'll never succeed and it'll be one failure after another and your life will never change. And he tries to build one lie after another, because he is the father of lies. And that's what he does. Is he going to stop you from being saved? Nope. It's not going to stop your salvation. It's not going to happen. The devil can interrupt prayer. No, he can't, or no Christian would ever be saved. What he can do is stop you from praying by distracting you. Ah, that's different. Can he interfere with that prayer? I'm Pentecostal and Baptist. Pentecostal people, oh, you speak in tongues, the devil can't stop that prayer. Okay, it's so stupid. The devil can't stop any prayer, or no person would ever get saved, ever. So ridiculous. What isn't ridiculous is that we give him so much territory in our thoughts that he builds fortresses, and he builds these big walls, and they're all full of lies. And we let him do it, and we water it sometimes. Heck, we put a hedge about it and say, oh, I'll just leave it in me.
You know, sometimes, Dave, it's often the, and I've been there before, it's like, well, I've been dealing with this for so long, you know, I'm just gonna go through the motions, and I'll come out fine on the other end. Well, you know what the answer is? And unless you break down that wall, no, you won't.
Right. It's literally, if you think about a fortress, just think about that in any capacity, whether you're a, you know, whether you're a romantic or you're a Western person or you're a sci-fi person, anything in the world, just think of any fortress at all. It doesn't even matter. That's what he's putting in your brain. Bam, 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 bam. And that fortress surrounds a lie. And the reality is that when he's telling you you're a grasshopper, he's saying this and this, and you don't eradicate it, it just stays there. It's a great preacher that once said, it's kind of like trespassing. Trespassing is illegal, but if you don't take it off the territory, it stays.
And he sets up residence.
Yep, and that's exactly what happens. And eventually, by the way, it becomes that scenario where if you let it there long enough, it just becomes a part of you. And that's
like you and I were talking about off the air, and it's a great way to think about it. You know, it, like if it's a couple of days, I've been there. You know, we all feel sorry for ourselves. Fine. It stays there long enough. You actually believe it.
Yeah, and when it becomes a part of you, you might even from time to time defend it. It's a big issue. It's a serious issue. And so when we're talking about grasshopper theology, we're talking about fighting that. We're talking about fighting the fortresses in our minds. We're talking about fighting those lies. We're talking about moving away from the thoughts where the enemy, and it's like people go, well, the enemy, he can't do any of that stuff. Really? How does he tempt you then? Is it only through your eyes? It's not also through your ears. It's not also through your hands. It's not also through your stomach. It's not also through your heart. Because isn't that how he moved on Judas? Through his heart? No, you can't. Some stuff you can't get away from. You just, no escaping. And here's the bottom line. It's a war. Now, when we come back, we're going to discuss how to fight the war, because that's what you need. Oh, you're going to be saved. Fine. But you want to be miserable between now and the trumpet? Or you want to have a few more victories? The Lord has made the path to victory clear. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Chris George, now the general manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon.
You know, I've been praying about wanting to publicly support all the officers in San Diego County. I found Thin Blue Line, which is a movement, and you can put a stripe on your curb by your mailbox and just show your support. One of the thoughts was get your local coffee shop, prepay a gift card, and anybody who walks in that's law enforcement gets it on the house. I think that sends a message that they need to hear right now.
Go to Subaru Mazda of El Cajon today. Call 800-418-4444.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
You know, Tony, our listeners know that years ago, my wife and I made our plans at Singing Hills Memorial Park. It's something people don't want to deal with, you know, end of life. But it's great to get it just kind of out of the way, have the plan set so loved ones don't have to worry about it. Of course, Lord willing, we're planning on being around for a long time. But when you have the plans made, it does give you peace of mind, and that has intrinsic value. And there's more value now. You go out and visit Singing Hills. You have some new additions and some special opportunities.
That's right, Mark. If you mention this ad, anything in the cemetery by way of traditional burial, cremation burial, anything, if you mention this ad, we will go ahead and offer you a special finance.
That's right, and that is a special opportunity now for a limited time. So call Tony, talk to his team at Singing Hills Memorial Park, 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Whitefields Ministries. My good friend Steve Wheeler just sent him a text today. Good man. Him and his wife, great people. Here's what they do. They take the gospel to the four corners of the earth. They help pastors reach a seminary-level education. I'm not talking about pastors in Southern California. I'm talking about pastors in places that don't have roads. wells or anything else. Where places where, you know what people use for seats is the rocks on the ground. I mean, come on. We're talking about people that are so poor that $300 or $400 supports their entire family for a month. They support pastors all over the world. They help villages and homes with clean drinking water so those people don't have to use cesspools as their water systems, which we could not even imagine. And they help network between ministry, missionary, churches. They help network people that advance the gospel all over. Taking the gospel to the four corners, helping educate ministers, clean drinking water, networking between all the ministries. Go to whitefields.org, whitefields.org. Check out the ministry. Check out some of their information, how they encourage. And they've got some encouraging letters and miraculous stories. Just wonderful stuff. Go to whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. Check it out. At least, as much as a favor as I can ask you, pray for this ministry as they seek to advance the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, one of the things that we've been doing is we've been talking about mind melt, the melting of our minds. We've been talking about the warfare that takes place between our left and our right ear. We've been talking about the spiritual warfare, how the enemy gets us to think like we're a bug, that we're a grasshopper, everything else looks to be like a giant. We just spent some time talking about the reality that the enemy tries to set up strongholds or fortresses in our minds. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, tries to set those up in our minds based on his lies. And he also, it's very clear, 2 Corinthians 11:3, Paul's concern, I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted. The warfare that takes place, spiritual warfare, is between your left and your right ear, but Christians need to have a specific answer, and praise the Lord God Almighty, they do.
Let me jump in for 1 second, Dave, and a lot of people, even me myself, not too long ago, fail to acknowledge it as spiritual warfare.
Yeah, because you think it's just your struggle of life, but when it talks
exactly
about the flesh and the spirit, it's not talking about you being perfectly like Jesus. It does mean that you have to reflect Jesus, but there's a deeper thing taking place that a lot of people are just not aware of. So let's talk about the one core place where victory comes and understand how that manifests through our lives. First and foremost, of course, all victory for us as Christians comes through Jesus Christ. Romans 8:37. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And again, Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. We know, and we know that's not the direct context, but we know there's a secondary application that we prevail through Jesus. But to what end would you prevail against the enemy when he puts a lie in your mind and builds a fortress around it? What destroys the power of a lie but the truth? Just think about that. Think about the simplicity of what I just said. So I want to use an example of the power of the truth. That all right? That'll be super easy, right? So remember, one of the things that we talked about is the enemy saying maybe to you over and over and over again, you're worthless. You're worthless. You're worthless. You're not worth anything. Says it again and again and again. You don't eradicate it again and again and again and again. Right in your brain, right? But here, let me show you the power of the truth against that fortress that are in many Christians' minds. 1 John 3:1-2. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Here's the first thing you can use against your worthless. Ready? This is so simple, it's unbelievable. Ready? You're a child of the Most High God. Your dad is the King of the universe. Worthless. You're in line in royalty as the number one receiver of he which lavishes the greatest gifts ever. Let me make it simple for you. You know what your value is? The blood of Jesus Christ. Now that's the truth. That you were purchased with the blood of Jesus. So now you can just ask me this question. How valuable, or answer this question. How valuable is the blood of Jesus? Okay, let's just, how valuable is that? Because that's what God paid for you to be part of his family in right standing. The blood of Jesus Christ. So when the enemy tries to build a fortress, instead of it taking it down brick by brick, you can come in with not just a sledgehammer, you can come in with a wrecking ball, and you can go bam, bam, bam. I'm a child of the Most High God. Worthless. I'm worth the blood of Jesus Christ according to the valuation of God. Not only are you not worthless, you're worth so much. Let's see how much. I just, for the fun of it. 1 Peter 2:9, you're a chosen people. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Wow. You're God's special possession. Not only are you not worthless, there's really nobody that can evaluate your worth. But Dave, one of the candidates is worth $300 million. Another candidate's worth $5 or $8 billion. Yeah. Well, in the economy of God, you're worth the blood of Jesus, which is so much. More. Not only are you not worthless, in fact, the way that you know it's a lie, it's the exact opposite. You're worth everything for God to rearrange a plan to save you. That's the truth. Now use that truth to crush the lie. And you know what? Give that truth as much time and space as you give the lie, and you'll find out which is stronger, the truth or the lie. You're a child of the Most High God. You go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break, and we're coming back. You'll hear Marty. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.